morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau Annual Convention always takes place in early to mid-January, making it feel like an extension of the holidays for Farm Bureau members. Much like a child opening presents on Christmas morning, Farm Bureau members look forward to finding out what's in store at the annual convention this year in Austin, Texas, January 17th through the 22nd. In keeping with this year's convention theme, 2020 Vision, Sustaining America's Agriculture, several of the 40-plus workshops will focus on impressive advances in agriculture and how farmers and ranchers can thrive in a changing world. Farmers and ranchers depend on the land for their livelihood, and their priorities include enhancing soil health and protecting water with cost-effective tools and practices to reduce runoff and soil erosion. Workshops will cover how farmers and ranchers can get a return on investment for conservation practices and share agriculture's past success and future opportunities to further reduce greenhouse gas emissions. We also need to ensure that farmers and ranchers have the resources they need to thrive. After a challenging year, many in agriculture have experienced high levels of stress. Farm Bureau is committed to ensuring our members can talk openly and honestly about mental health and getting help when needed for themselves or others. Another key part of sustainability on the farm is implementation of new technologies. The 6th Annual Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge will feature business innovations in food and agriculture. There will also be several workshops on implementing ag tech on farms and ranches and how these technologies can increase yields and benefit soil health. Additional workshop topics include blockchain, cell-based protein alternatives, and gene editing, all hot topics with huge implications for farmers and consumers. Lower commodity prices from market disruptions, natural disasters, increased labor costs, protein alternatives. Our workshops will cover how these and other factors are affecting the bottom line for farmers and ranchers and rural communities while sharing some tools and strategies to help us thrive. Sometimes we call our annual convention a Farm Bureau family reunion because that is what it feels like when we see each other again. Just like any family reunion, it's a chance to find out what's new and share our successes and challenges. This community, this family, is a big part of what Farm Bureau is all about. Getting together with people who understand what you're dealing with because they do the same work you do is extremely therapeutic, on top of being an effective way to get ideas about how to improve your farm or ranch. Another exciting part of our annual convention is the speeches by VIP guests. We are excited to have Agriculture Secretary Sunny Perdue speak with us on Monday the 19th. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler joins us on Sunday the 18th. This is the first time we believe that an EPA administrator has spoken at an American Farm Bureau convention, and it speaks to the good working relationship we have with Administrator Wheeler and his staff. We will also be honored to welcome Senators Pat Roberts and Jerry Moran of Kansas. And we've just confirmed that President Donald Trump will join us for the third year in a row speaking to Farm Bureau members and all the nation's farmers and ranchers on Sunday afternoon. It's a great honor to have the president and two key members of his cabinet join us. Last, only because it comes at the end of the convention, but not least, is the annual meeting of grassroots delegates from all 50 states and Puerto Rico. The delegates will vote on policy resolutions serviced last year in County Farm Bureau discussions, ideas that made their way to the state level and advanced to the national level. This grassroots policy development process is a source of pride and strength for Farm Bureau. It means that when our grassroots members advocates go to Capitol Hill or talk with federal agency staff about issues, they bring with them the voices and influence of millions of Farm Bureau members from across the country. That's been Farm Bureau's powerful and effective recipe for policy success for more than a century. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's online silent auction gives everyone the opportunity to support ag literacy, whether they are on site at the 2020 AFBF Annual Convention in Austin, Texas, or at home on the farm or ranch. Bidding opened on January 13th and closes on January 20th at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. All the proceeds from the silent auction support the Foundation's mission of building awareness, understanding, and a positive public perception of agriculture through education. Use your Farm Bureau membership to unlock John Deere rewards and make 2020 the most productive year yet. Learn more at www.johndeere.com/farmbureau. The United States and China on Wednesday signed a Phase 1 trade agreement that both countries say will lead to increased purchases of U.S. agricultural products by China. AFBF President Zippy Duval, in a statement released on Wednesday, said the signing is an important step in giving America's farmers and ranchers the ability to get back to business in the global market. He added that China was once the largest market for U.S. agricultural products, but has dropped to fifth largest since retaliatory tariffs were introduced. This agreement will help turn around 2 years of declining agricultural exports. The potential of tens of billions more in exports is welcome news for farmers who are eager to compete on a more level playing field. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering a $1,500, a $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2020-2021 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school ag instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 27th. Any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.